Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting.
And we're podcasting on a very special day because today is Jenny's birthday.
That's right. It's a national holiday.
So we are going to mark this day with a birthday episode, which will be literally geared towards all of her favorite things, except she's opening a bottle of champagne right now. And she always points the cork towards me.
No, I am not.
Literally
look,
been doing this
look,
for...
You can watch the podcast on YouTube and see that I'm pointing it away.
Not really.
From
she like talks and then she moves it. I think she probably does the same with something.
A friend gave me a bottle of Veuve. So
just say it was me.
My friend Kristen got me a bottle. No, you would have gotten me like something that is safer to open.
Yeah, like a beer. I literally am going to take one right to the chin. She's so cavalier when she opens champagne.
I am.
Okay.
Woo!
Birthday! Say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too. It's not. It was, but it's not.
It will be.
Yeah, let's never talk about that again. I'm done with those for a while. So we're going to celebrate Jenny, but we're also going to just talk about the things that she wants to talk about. And I'm pretty certain...
It's the same.
I know what the number one thing is. And we're going to.
So predictable.
No, man.
I still am asking for puppies. I know. I knew you were going to be disappointed, but I got two. Either one of them I'd be real happy with. Kind of three.
I am not getting you a puppy. I have limits. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm not getting you a puppy because I can't deal with it.
But what if it was another pearl? Ooh.
No. Okay. I got to turn off my best friend, my ChatGPT. Who's not my best friend, my second best friend.
Okay.
Listen.
Jeez, a lot happening on my birthday, you guys.
I did a dumb thing and I made my ChatGPT have a man voice and I was like, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
It was kind of an English accent. I was like, oh.
Okay, can I tell you what my nav is in my car?
What?
Take a right. It sort of sounds like a...
like a pro wrestler? That I would get in an argument with it. You're like, don't boss me around.
No, he sounds very sexy. I picture he's like a 50 Cent kind of.
Okay.
Sort of, yeah. I'm like,
I'm thinking like an uppity British man for me, somebody that I would never get. They could just sort of talk down to me, use big words, and I'd be like, okay.
They also picture I'm never getting this navigation guy. Wait, yeah. He's out of my league, but he's sexy sounding.
We like to have navigation voices that would never have us. Mm-hmm. Because if I had the voice that would have me, it would be my husband with a slight Texas accent.
I said turn.
And a lot of attitude. What does it matter if I'm driving the right lane?
Nothing makes me fight as bad with my husband as when I go, it's up there to the right. Like, I will point toward the right, and he goes, I don't understand where you're pointing to. And I'm like, if it was to the left, I would point to the left. I don't understand.
You and Dewey, my dad, he loves to, well, you're going to go south on, you know, I-20 or 480 or 519. Huh? I'm like, hold on, sir. Like,
Magellan,
we are in the days of navigation. I need... more specifics. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, well, you know, it's over there by that feed store that I'm like, I've literally no idea what you're talking about. I haven't been here in forever.
And my husband would get into a car and go nowhere.
Go nowhere.
You would not find where you were going. I say to him all the time, I'm like, do you even pay attention?
My husband doesn't either.
Even like he could pass a whole like new Walmart that was built next door to our house and he would never notice it.
My husband will do that. Look at me, cross my arms. I'm like, yep. Here we're in it. We're going to get out of this because I got to get happy again. But my husband will do the thing where he's lost in his own story and miss the exit.
Oh.
And then I'm like,
yep.
I think we're supposed to turn back there. And our navigation is like, turn right again, turn right.
Yeah.
You missed your exit. Rerouting. And I'm like, can you just, I've already heard about this, man.
Yeah.
Like, fine. Led Zeppelin's great. I don't care anymore. Okay. Let's just listen to her navigate us. She's the only person we're getting along with in this car.
He will miss the exit because he's like, whoa, look at that car up there. It looks a little unstable. It looks like the alignment's off on it.
I should pull that car over and tell that fine sir.
Look at them trying to hold that mattress on the roof like that. I'm like, fucking pay attention to your own work. You're not killing it. Exit. It's so frustrating
guys,
to me.
Guys, birthdays. We're on to birthdays.
Yay!
Okay.
Hold on. I have a birthday mom box then. So Kristen made this wonderful post. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, rate, review, subscribe to the podcast.
That's right. And go to the website because we're doing a couple
shows.
September 13th.
Lawrence, Kansas.
Lawrence, Kansas, which is cooking and we're excited.
Yep.
And then we're going to do some club shows in SoCal in mm-hmm. where we live. And those are really fun because they're very different. They're like, we're trying out new material. We're like in your lap, basically. Yeah. And it's super fun.
We
and
might literally gritty. Be in your
we
lap.
We have been at in some laps point. Before. Jen yeah. has had Steamy Hot Guys open our wine. And yeah. we've made sure that everybody knows he's a good looking man.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun.
And
then we're going to be in Washington.
Yeah, we can say that now. Edmonds, Washington. It's like 15 minutes outside of Seattle. It's an awesome, cute little theater. It's like 700 seats. You got to get your tickets now because it's one night only.
That's right. And then we're kind of done.
Until
next year.
Next year,
we don't know what's happening. You never know.
We're saying we're done until the end of this year for
I'm
sure.
I'm saying I'm done.
Are you leaving me?
No. I'll never leave you. I was just going to make a divorce joke, but I make too many of those. I'm like, Kristen, you got to stop.
It's not like your husband listens to the podcast.
No, he never even read the book, and the whole foreword is dedicated to him. I am not wasting the space on this one.
All right. These readers are stronger than mine, so I got to.
You're 1.5.
Oh, yeah. 1.25. Yeah.
Mine are 1.0 or 1.5.
Okay. Kristen made this post. It's on Facebook. Thank you for all the lovely messages. This is my mom box. Specifically, I would like to thank Deb for saying happy birthday, but Deb's name is Deb Butt Hooker. And it's B-U-T-T hyphen H-O-O-K-E-R.
Oh, no. Did you marry into that?
I don't know why you decided to hyphenate it.
We had a butt family and we had a hooker family.
But did they get married? Maybe. Deb Butt Hooker? Look at that picture. See if she looks familiar.
I think it was Hookstra. Well, Butt Hookstra doesn't sound much better.
If that.
God, Deb Butt Hooker. Oh, man, were we making... Listen.
Hey, you know I'd get shirts made if I were you, Deb. I'd be like, that's right.
Win.
It's Butt Hooker.
Yeah. Also, Butt Hooker is hilarious and in some way like sexually charged in a positive direction.
Do you know how many things I would have with the family name on them?
Every time you walk in, welcome to the Butt
Hooker house.
Yeah, I would be just like Butt Hooker. I'd want to be the name of every softball team. I'd want to have like, I'd be like, all right, Butt Hookers.
On
three.
Yeah, I just try to get announced at airports as much as possible.
Hooker, be like, is that real?
That's me. Or I'd be like, that's you.
Eleanor's class this year is coming hot with some names.
Please tell me there's a Butt Hooker in there.
Nope.
Because that's a hard name to have in high school, especially middle school.
All the seasonings. That's big this year.
Oh, yeah.
Basil.
Sage.
Sage. Rosemary, that's Catholic. You're going to go with that one.
Oh, but yeah, that doesn't count.
There's one named Suede. Although I kind of like the way it sounds, I'm just like, that should be the name that a girl replaces her name that's like Catherine or something. She calls herself Suede because she's trying to be a country star.
Suede, coming to stage two.
I don't think you come out of the shoot with Suede.
No, it's a stripper name.
It feels a little strippery.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be rude, but it just feels like we're getting into this name game of like weird things of plants. And Eleanor told me that there was a girl named Suede in her class. And Eleanor is so nice. She's such a nice kid. She's way nicer than me. I'm like, oh, did she say, gather around, friends. I need corduroy denim. I need you guys. We're going to play soccer in a minute. And Eleanor was like, that is not nice.
Well,
I was like, you are right. I'm not a good person.
It's a Swedish name. It's S-W-A-E-D
That's a good question.
Or something.
I don't know. That's where they named the kid after the place they banged and got pregnant. You know what? Mine would be Minnie Cooper.
What were you wearing on the night we conceived? Head to toe, suede. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's the case,
God
bless you.
I don't know. That's
because mine would be like boxer shorts. What's happening? Come on.
And that kid's going to be, if it is spelled like regular suede, they're going to be cursed with the life of Sweetie. Sweetie, you're up next.
100%. Our friend named Irish woman named Siobhan.
Oh.
It's like
Siobhan.
Siobhan. Siobhan. No one gets that right.
No, nobody spells it right.
No
nobody
one gets
saying
it right.
It right. Unless 100%. You're Irish.
100%. Just only not people that know it. Yeah. I just know that this is going to be Jen's favorite thing to talk about.
I got to get ready. It better be
that the greatest podcast guest of all time was on the greatest podcast of all times.
Yeah.
I wish we were talking about ours.
It's not our show. You have no idea how much. I wish it was a show. Actually, I don't, because what happened was perfect.
We needed her to go on to somebody else's so we could control ourselves. But Travis and Taylor appeared on the New Heights podcast. And Taylor debuted her new album, which
Life
is
of Life a Showgirl. Of a
Showgirl, which can we just say for a second, and she's been vocal about this. There was a time in her career when she felt this immense need to be rail thin. And then I think she like walked it back and she's like, I'm going to do a tour that most athletes couldn't handle.
Yeah.
So I need to get a little meat on my bones and be healthy. And I don't think she's ever looked better.
Yeah, she looks great.
I love her round bottom. I just think she like took it back and now she's got this boyfriend named Travis.
Well, that's what I think he likes a little bit of meat on her bones.
Hey, he wants his bone on her meat.
That's all I picture. I get it. I got to tell you, I was so excited.
I'm sure your head popped off.
So I got the countdown. Mandy texts me, the countdown's happening. We got to see what this is. And I was driving the kids around, so I couldn't listen to the podcast until I stayed up till like 1:30 in the morning listening to it.
You and all the T-Swift.
But when the album got released, I was so excited to buy it. Like, it took like 45 minutes of me waiting online to order it. And then I got on there, and I was so excited. I had it sent to like 3 addresses ago. I don't know why, but like in my history, in some Google drop-down thing, I sent it to my place in Venice, California.
Oh, shit.
I live there.
We're going to have to go back to where we originally did our videos and be like, hi, did you guys get a Taylor Swift album?
No. Before that, when you Venice. Lived across the street. Yeah.
Oh, crap. That we're long not going ago. There. Yeah. We're not going there.
No, but I might know a couple people there still so they could hold on to it for me.
The thing that was exciting about seeing her, besides just seeing her, it was delightful to see her with him. I felt a little pervy, I'll be honest. I was like,
me? I didn't watch it. I listened to it and it sounded like porn to me.
Watching him watch her made me feel things I was like, she's awake. Look at that. There's life down there. When you don't just boss me around or ignore me. Look at that. When I can pretend I'm with Kansas City Chief football
player. All the posts about it too. Not
it's
all
so
of them,
good.
But it's all like, this is how you do masculinity right. Like you celebrate your girlfriend. You're not like diminishing her. Like,
but you're also not playing like a weak person because I like masculine men.
Yeah.
I like
Travis is all these things.
I'm team Jason. And he also dyed his hair.
His beard
and his hair, and I don't know why.
Oh.
It's got to be for something. Otherwise, he thinks he's getting away with something like just for men. I like the salt and pepper. He must have done it for something.
He's doing NFL like
game day?
Game day stuff. So.
All I want to know is that guy is doing at-home hair dye.
Sure he is. I'm sure he will tell you that too.
Giving him shit. I love it.
Yeah. I would guess that's why he's doing it, because he's on camera a lot.
Well, maybe. I don't know. It just seemed very intentional. But either way, nobody has ever introduced Taylor Swift the way that Jason Kelce introduced Taylor Swift, and she was blushing. It was so cute. And Travis just sat there and was like present and just accepted it. And then the thing I took away from it is I thought I would read some of these fucking quotes that she can't get wrong. No wonder she's like such an incredible songwriter.
Yeah, she's a wordsmith.
I'm like, we should see all of these in her songs.
Yeah.
Like, this podcast got me a boyfriend. Like an 80s John Hughes movie.
She said, she was like, he was so loud about wanting to date me that it was every song I'd ever written since high school was wanting a man to do that.
It was about him.
If you ever thought they were fake, they are so in love. There's like 6 times where she like snorts, laughs at him. They are just nerds who are in love with each other. They bang so much. She would stick up for and be like, Jason, he knows what that word means. And like, really was like defending all these things that people say about him. She fucking loves that guy.
She does. We've talked about this before at length too many times. Mm-hmm. And when we are not on the podcast, just so everybody knows.
It is my birthday.
This is her birthday conversation. We've gone around this camp a time or two. But I don't think she could be with someone that's exactly like her. I don't think she could be with someone so prolific. I don't think she could be with somebody so musical. Like, it wouldn't make sense for her. She needs that, like, man that's going to be, is the football player, is the kind of like a dope. I think he dresses like an idiot. I know
fucking
Jen loves
love it.
Listen, I married a version of Jason Kelce. Like, the fact that guy wore, like, shitty flip-flops on game days, I was like, okay, that's going too far.
Yeah,
but
dress it up a little bit. You know his wife is.
But I'm like, Mr. Sweeney, man I married, if I see that fucking Astros t-shirt again, I swear to God.
Here's the thing that Taylor said about him that just was perfect. Like, if you ever wondered, like, why would she?
Yeah.
Like, and I do think he's a creative person. I think he's very shy until he's one-on-one.
He's killing it in Happy Gilmore. Everybody loved him in it.
Well, she said, she goes, he's a human exclamation point.
I love
that. He makes everybody feel better about themselves. He's like upping
the
brightness.
Brings everything into color. Yeah. And that's the kind of shit that Taylor Swift says about you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are like killer compliments. I think if I met her, I would say, how long will it take before you can compliment me?
Yeah, find something good and let me hang on to that forever.
You know, you've heard it all about yourself. There's nothing I'm going to say that's original. Can you compliment me?
I don't think you're prepared for how much I wanted to talk about this. I mean, I listened to the entire thing, soup to nuts. Number one, she's never deep dove her life that long or that deeply with any interview like ever in the course of time.
Yes.
She asked them if she could be on the podcast. Totally. And she talked about getting her music back, which I kind of didn't know what that meant. But she was like, when I was 15, I signed away everything.
I didn't know about all this. And it's very impactful for her.
When she said, I signed away everything, she's like, these were diary entries from when I was like a kid that went into songs and stuff like that and like art that she had made.
So does that mean like the albums that she originally created with those diary entries, those songs, then all the revenue and all of the usage from those songs, they don't belong to her? And so this was her long game to get all of that back?
She would get some of the revenue, but all of the decisions about that music would be made by someone else.
Oh.
And it had gone through like different holding companies. Because it's like owning all of the Beatles music, you know, it's
so
like
then that holdings company could just do anything to
do
it.
Whatever they wanted to with it. So she had tried time and time before to buy it and either didn't have enough money or they were making it like a businessy thing. And she said she talked about the company that she finally bought it from in such great terms. She goes, I didn't send in a legal team. This kind of makes me want to cry.
I know. This is beautiful. I heard this little part.
She goes, I sent in my brother and my mom, and they just told this company how much it meant to me. You know, she's got the cash to pay for it. And she goes, 2 days later, my mom called and was like, they're going to give it to you.
The fact that this has been important for Taylor Swift to explain to people what it is like to be an artist, because I think it's out of scope for us.
Yeah.
That we're kind of like, you know, there's sometimes where you know that the struggle that somebody is working on isn't going to be something that's super relatable to the person that doesn't know what that is.
Yeah.
I think she has talked about this so much that it has made everyone go, oh, in 1,000 years, I never thought about that.
She said on the podcast that it made other artists say to her, I never knew that that was a thing. And now that I'm getting my first contract, I'm looking at that and I don't want that to happen. She goes, some people don't care. They're like, I would like to make the money now. And, you know, for sure. Who wouldn't? We're going to give you a record deal.
We know a song I write is going to be more of a jingle than a song. Real repetitive.
Well, you know, those make a lot of money over the course of time.
Baby back wings. Okay.
I mean.
So she got her music back and that was a big, big deal for her.
And you can tell people are a good couple, like when they see one another's divinity for like all of their flaws. If somebody sees like just your God-made parts that make you special and those parts too. Not just your body parts. It's all about banging for you,
Kristen. I
don't know
what you mean by divinity and all this crap. I'm like, she saw his wiener. She clearly likes it. I don't
know.
Is that what you mean for your God-given part?
Sure, I suppose that's a part of it. He goes, this worked out for you and it was going to because you do everything with the right intention and you treat people right.
He said that to her?
He said that to her.
The only time I cringed, honestly, I don't like the word sweetie.
Oh, really?
I don't like when he's
you
like,
don't
yes,
like
sweetie.
Those
I don't
kinda.
Like that kind
you don't,
of stuff.
Do you like hun?
No.
I use that one. I use sweetie. I use sweet one. Hun.
I'm more used to like.
You guys say babe.
Ew.
Don't you
don't
say babe?
Don't make me hate myself. Yeah.
That one grosses me out a little bit.
But I don't use it in front of you. I'm not like trying to have
how do I know
public
then?
Sex.
How do I know
ew.
Then?
Ew. A slip up.
Colin will come in and be like, hey, babe.
Bullshit.
I brought you nice
no
cold
way.
Water. Yeah.
First of all, that is a fake. That is a fake truth. That what you just said there right there. I'll be like, babe, can you stop yawning while Jen and I do bits, please? We're on camera. Thank you so much. He's in the background going.
Yeah, he does. He's
I'm
a
like,
strong yawner.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fine. We have babe, I guess.
All right.
But
anyways,
I don't
they're
like
in
pet
love.
Names. But listen, I think they're the real deal. Here's the question. When are they going to put a ring on it and have a baby in
just
it?
Just do
I
it.
I just want to know.
Just do
this
it.
This is taking
please.
Too long.
I
this courtship is taking too
I
long.
I saw on all these comments on Instagram what I have been feeling for a couple of years now, which is if they break up, I'm not going to be okay. Like this
I
is
think
what's,
they should have a team surround them and go, Just so you know, it's not the 20-somethings and the 30-somethings that are going to break down. You've got a bevy of women, 40 and above,
yeah,
that are going to not be well.
They're on real shaky
ground. If you
don't
make it.
I do feel like Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and Dolly Parton are the only thing keeping our country afloat right now, emotionally speaking.
Dolly is just like, every time I say her name, I want to like, doo.
Yeah.
Taylor and Travis, I think they are our royalty, I've always said. And it's just been the most wonderful story to follow. I love that this woman who's so literally so high up, like you don't get bigger than her. People that are musicians that are like super successful, that have had success in their own lives, have gone to her show and they've been like, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
From the young, young, young to the old, 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 rocking out, loving her music, being motivated by her. She is like, she's so profound for people. And yet she's down enough to go do a podcast, even though it's like a giant podcast.
Yeah.
I think she's also down enough to have like family dinner. She makes bread. She like, she's yes. just a chick that wants to have a hot boyfriend and deserves it.
Yeah.
And I love that she knows how to kick the tires and kind of like leave that thing out there for people the way that they need it. And then she can just like go into her own self. It's such a testament to how truly grounded and what her character is.
She's a good person. And I don't for one second believe it's an act. Like I can definitely
be act for two. Who
she
can't, what's the long
no,
game
no,
on
I
that?
I mean, sometimes you'll find out like a celebrity, oh, they're not so nice. Like,
oh,
you
no,
know,
you can't be on that.
No,
you can't fake that shit.
But she like her kindness is such a habit. Like when she was, because Jason asked most of the questions.
I know.
And Travis was just like supporting her, backing
just
her
smiling
up,
and like, looking at her. And then at one point, like rubbed her leg. And I was like, where's
I know. She rubbed his leg a couple times
yeah,
too. I was
like, you guys are.
Oh, that hand's really close to his crotch. Wow. Yeah.
That's, I know. I was like, if I start to think about it.
And
this
she talked
too much,
about how big and hairy he was.
Stop,
and I was like,
stop. Yeah. Stop.
Not his wiener, I wish. But you can imagine. What?
You're talking about divinity. His body part.
Well, now we're moving on to part two, which is his dong. Okay. Sorry, it's my birthday.
It's her birthday. Good yeah. Lord.
No.
Ew, God.
But when Jason's asking her questions, she's like, no, that's a great question, Jason. I don't think people don't understand that. Like, it was just genuine that she was worried about him feeling confident in the interview. You know what I mean?
What was the part? I don't know what this is, but I saw a headline. What was the part where Jason started to get emotional? Was there a part where he started to get emotional because of how she accepts
she was,
him?
How she was talking about Travis.
Okay.
I would say there were a couple times that Jason was like,
Jason's a crier.
So is Travis.
Yeah, they're big babies.
But, yeah, I love it. Because she said when she got her music back, she couldn't even stand up. She was crying so hard. And then she goes, and Travis was in playing Xbox or something, which is exactly what you think is he would
probably
be doing.
His underpants.
He's not in writing poetry.
Maybe naked.
Right? Oh my
Maybe.
God.
He's not writing poetry. That's not what you want him for.
No.
Sometimes just a simple guy is
yeah.
good enough.
But she said she went in there and he was like scared something bad had happened. And so when she told him she got the music back, he just
Easter
started
egg
crying.
That they're living together.
They're totally living together. They're buying a house together in Ohio.
But yeah. there's a Philly connection.
But they live in Nashville together some of the time.
Stop.
Yeah. Because she was talking about his training camp was in Florida. So she was down there all summer with him. She was talking about Sandwich
yeah, surgery,
Generation.
Surgery, surgery.
Yeah. That her mom had knee replacement surgery, like just totally normal. They know each other. Their families
Their
are
families
so intertwined.
Are yeah. I have it in my head that like she doesn't have to say it, that Jason's like, your family, nothing goes beyond these walls, man. You are safe here. Like that he would like bulldog
100%.
Anybody that was like
100%.
A paparazzi. He'd go over there and like muscle him. Jason.
Yeah. Can I tell
you? I got a Kylie brag that I want to. But it's going to derail us for 5 seconds and then it'll
yeah,
bring it
you,
back.
Because I got to say something about
okay,
her too.
So Kylie, I got to give a big shout out to her because I think she came up with one of the best solutions for phones with kids that I've ever heard. And I was like, that's a great idea. So her plan, and I'm sure that she's got people that help her or she's just awesome. And that's why she gets Jason Kelce. So her plan for phones with her kids, you know how we have an assistant phone?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a floater phone that Jen can use or I can use or we can give it to somebody that's being a day of assistant or whatever. It's our business phone. I have it right now. And I've given it to Eleanor on occasion to say like, hey, you're going to go to a pizza party. I want to pick you up. Here's the phone.
Yeah.
Just know it's linked to my phone and I see all the pictures and I see all the texts and it's not
yeah.
for that. That's what she's going to do. And she made a rule that like, there will be two like house phones Mm-hmm. And those phones can be used by anybody when the need arises. Zero social media. And you can only use the phone on the first floor. You're not allowed to take a phone into a room.
Smart.
So that's what we started doing. Finn has a phone, but I was like, it's never too late to do the right thing. And so now we have a rule where you cannot go into a room by yourself with your phone. All screens and phones have to be in public view.
Great.
Because then I clock how long they're being lazy.
And then you can also hear what is going on.
Yeah, man.
Or like what's being said.
And there's a difference between a kid on an iPad and they're like this and then you know, they're like, or like the group chat is like ding 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 ding.
One of my biggest red flags is if I walk into Delilah's room and she shuts off the iPad, I go,
you know,
turn it right back on.
Yeah,
what
let me
were
see.
You? Yeah, and it's always something dumb like a game, but I don't know. She just
Eleanor the other night was in bed and she's obsessed with making a Pinterest board for what occasion I don't know. But I told her no screens in the room. I walked in. And when Eleanor Sweeney is asleep, she's like my husband. She's all sprawled out and everything takes space and she's just, there's no movement.
Yeah.
Now I walked in and she was like laying on her side, barely like hovering.
Fake movie sleeping.
Yeah. And her eyes were like fluttering and I go,
cough it up.
Give it to me. And then she did it without opening her eyes. She just like handed it to me.
The phone.
She's like, I was working on my, her freaking iPad.
Oh, her iPad.
She was like, I'm working on a picture. I go, I don't care. You know the rule and you know that it's late at night.
Oh.
Give it to me. Anyway, going back to Travis and Taylor.
Reminded me of another thing. I caught her ADHD too, but my friend does that. They have a house phone. It's like no social media. They share it. And then she also has the rule that anybody who comes into their house, like kid, has to put the phone on this counter. And she tells the parents, they're not allowed to have it around the house. They can come over here to use it.
Yeah, we're
going to
do that too. We're going to call it the phone box.
At any moment that they want to. But you don't know what dumb kids are going to do with taking pictures of butts and stuff like that. Like,
we're not knowing that they're taking pictures of butts. That's the thing is like they're like taking a selfie and I'm in the background getting out of the shower. I don't need any of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Going back to Travis and Taylor and Kylie, that was my only, if there was a smidge of like a negative feeling or thought or concern that I had when listening to the podcast, I'm like, I want Kylie, when they get married, when Travis and Taylor get married.
Oh boy.
And they have babies and they will. I just want Kylie to feel as important.
What do you mean?
I mean, that would be like a really hard sister-in-law.
I don't think she worries about that.
Okay. No, I don't think she worries about that. I worry about that, you know?
I think you don't need to worry about that.
Okay.
I think they're all best friends, and Kylie is a fucking...
That's what I want it to be.
She's having, like, a moment with her own podcast, which she never saw coming.
Yeah.
And she's arguably the most naturally beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Yeah. And I don't know if everybody caught this. I haven't seen it anywhere, but they were talking about numerology and Jason,
I
don't know what numerology is. See, so he's perfect for you. They're like, there's meaning in numbers. Like I'm 87 and she's 13. So we're always 100. Like, which I love that. That's adorable.
Okay, fine. This is your birthday. I know you like numerology.
Yeah.
Dig in, Kristen, be a good friend.
So Jason said something that was like, oh, like my numbers that something about like their birthdays being at the same time. Oh, that his birthday is on the 13th too or something.
Oh, that's interesting.
And she goes, see, that's why we're family.
Oh, God. And then Jed's like.
No, I was like, are they married already?
That's what I said. There is a little part of me that
I do feel like there was a nanosecond pause from all of them.
This might just be her personality. As cool and down as I think she is, I also think she's one of the most intelligent people on the planet. And I don't think there's a move she makes that she doesn't have sort of forward thought. I don't think she's like ever chasing her ass, you know?
Yeah.
So I do think when she was on the podcast, I'm sure she was like, here are some things I'm going to talk about, but she's going to be smart about the things. I don't think she's talking about Travis's wiener the way we just talked about, you know, in a random.
But God, I'd love to give her a few drinks and just hear a little bit about what that's like.
Oh my God, that would be your dream. Can you imagine you and Taylor Swift having drinks together? It'd be so weird. You'd get so weird. I'd have to come in and just go, I'm really
sorry.
You'd
just sit there and giggle, but you would listen to all of it.
I wouldn't get invited. I'd be at the door like, this is some bullshit.
Kristen, what are you doing to the table? Get down. Yeah.
She's so measured that I wonder if she's like that all the time or if she's just literally like that when she knows she's being recorded.
I absolutely know that she probably was like, I want final edit on the podcast. Like,
yeah, that'd be so interesting.
If I said anything, and there were parts of it that were like quickly edited, but I think they talked for a really, really long time. She said, which I thought was really interesting and probably shocked a lot of Swifties. She goes, I will never do Easter eggs about my personal life. It will all be music related, because she wants music to be like a multi-level experience.
But what about the red scarf? Isn't that a whole personal thing? I don't even know about the red scarf. I just listened to Jen talk about stuff. And then this is why I have no new thought.
This is how smart she is. Okay. Her very last show of the Eras Tour, the very last one, she would go up in an elevator. The last one, she leaves through an orange door. Oh. So she already had that album planned and everything back then. She goes, I love to do it because she goes, you can ignore them if you don't care about that.
Does she know what they mean, or is she just going, yes, put an orange door?
She goes, I never get on social media. She gave like a graduation address at some college or something.
She did.
And she goes, the whole thing was Easter eggs. And she goes, I went online just to see if anybody picked up on it. And she goes, the Swifties knew.
You don't miss it.
They were like, the whole thing's an Easter egg. Every single line has some reference to a song of hers. And she's like, I like to do it because it makes it like, it's an experience then. She's like, I wanted the Eras Tour to be like an experience. Every time you looked someplace, there was a new thing happening. She's like, that's what music should be. Stimulate all of your senses. And so that's what her Easter eggs are. But I thought it was interesting because I'm on all these Swiftie groups. She's like, I won't do it. I'm not going to do it about my personal life, which was a huge drop for her to know, because all the speculations.
Nothing? Like,
I know. Like, even the red scarf?
Yeah.
Like, even that?
I think she wants to keep some things private.
No. I get you in a room, Taylor, and I get a couple shots in you.
Yeah.
We're going to find red scarf, and we're going to find out Wiener stuff.
Peter Skarsgård? No, Peter Gabriel? No, who?
Peter Gabriel.
Peter.
I'm going to punch you. No, it's...
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Jake.
Jake.
Maybe.
Whatever.
He claims to know nothing
about
it.
I don't know, man. I don't want him to get that kind of... There's something about that I don't want him to get that credit. I actually really did like her last boyfriend. I knew that they weren't right for each other. Yeah. Not the shitty...
The dirty guy.
Who had the mom that got feisty in an interview.
Yeah, by the way, lady, methinks thou doth protest too much. She never said his name. She has not uttered his name.
Yeah, also, we all know that was a fling, and you were just the mom of a fling.
Yeah.
Like, don't be sore.
What, you just saw the name, the weakest man ever lived, and you just assumed it was your son? That's on you.
That's on you.
Yeah. No, yeah. Joe Alwyn is who you're talking about. The Joe guy she dated like 6 years. Yeah.
And I think he came in at a point in her life when she needed to just go fall in love and be an escape. But listen, Taylor, if you're listening, and we know you are.
Yeah.
A, we want to honor you having a full wedding. I think at this point in your life, we don't need a full engagement. We don't need the year.
Yeah.
And you've got people, at best, a few months.
Make that happen.
Are we doing that during the season? Probably not. So now we got to wait till when? February?
I have a feeling. Like, if you called Vera Wang right now and we're like, can you make a custom dress for Taylor?
She'd shit it out in 14 seconds.
Absolutely.
She probably has one made. I'll bet.
Just in case.
Just in case. Taylor wants a necklace of this. Okay, we'll make it.
Plus, I know that those seamstresses, because my wedding dress, my friend had this Russian seamstress that used to hand make all of Christina Aguilera's costumes.
They can work fast.
She literally looked at me in my dress and was like, okay, I got it. I was like, wait, you don't have to pin it or anything?
No offense, but you didn't have a lot to... I could have tailored your dress... Let me go in there. I'm like, I'm 4 months now.
Staple up the sides.
5.5 months on the day. What do we do, Doc? How do we make it expandable and not
tacky? I should have brought you to that Russian chick, man.
I was like, we all know it's going to look different than I expected. A stupid small doctor that said I wouldn't be showing. Wrong. Wow. It looked like a bell.
You were like, do you want to look at my husband and his kin?
Well, this tells you when things went really fast between Colin and I, is because I was 35. We had to sit in front of a doctor because it's considered a geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah.
You sat in front of a doctor and they go, okay, so what was your birth weight? And I was like, I think I was at like 7 pounds. And then I was like, I don't know that question for him. And he goes, I was either 11 pounds or I was 13 pounds. And I was like, neither one of those numbers are even reasonable.
Yes.
I looked at him and I go, what? Because it went 11, 12, 13, or it went 13, 12, 11. He was 11 pounds. So there was no shot I wasn't going to show in a wedding dress.
Wow. That's like giving birth to a small bag of dog food.
Finn was 9 pounds. The national average between my husband and myself. smack down the middle. And I'll tell you, that was smack down my middle.
Yeah.
Eleanor was 9 pounds too, but then she lost a pound in the hospital because she was little. She
was, Delilah was actually bigger than, Dash was 7'4", which was perfect. God,
that's literally a perfect baby size.
I know, perfect. And Delilah was 8'10".
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a big difference.
She's very round.
Oh,
so cute.
On to better subjects. Yep. All I'm saying is, Taylor, you got to, let's press the gas a little bit. Everybody's waiting.
Yeah, please make this happen.
I think it would be cool if you did the most unexpected thing and invited us to your wedding.
That would be the most unexpected thing.
What if?
Both of us would give ourselves like mental breakdowns trying to pick out outfits.
I don't think we'd make it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't make it. But that's a safe bet. So if you do invite us, never say a word about it. We'll never tell anybody anything.
Even if you end up telling us about Travis's
wiener. Look, we're a vault, baby. We're a vault.
Is somebody going to come in here with a puppy?
No. Okay. I have one more thing that I just want to do like a really fast conversation about because I think it's going to like tie all of this up with a bow.
Okay.
Because we talked about it for 5 seconds and it's your favorite thing.
Okay.
Switching from Travis and Taylor, which is romance and weird witchy stuff like numerology and ghosts. We're going to go to the third thing, true crime. We're going to do a rapid fire conversation about it because you and I both had a mini conversation about it. Okay. So we watched the documentary about the woman that went missing on the cruise ship.
Yes.
Her name is Amy
Bradley.
I'm not spoiling anything. This is a 20-year-old case.
Yeah.
If you are a true crimer, you know this case. If you're just starting, enjoy your life. Second of all, go watch the documentary.
It's
like
great.
19 parts.
Yeah.
And I think I thought this case was a different case and they were going to tell me who did it at the end.
No.
It's not a solved crime.
Yeah.
However, it is a crime that moves through time. So we see where criminal justice has started 20 years ago and where it is now with web sleuths, which is my favorite conversation ever. And I want to be one.
Yeah.
So do you think she is alive?
Yes. I absolutely do.
We both think that she's alive.
Yeah.
So the short version of this, just so you guys can watch the case and get it right. This is about Amy Bradley, who was a young woman that went on a cruise with her brother and her parents. She goes to the pool deck area where they have a band and she's partying and having a good time. I think she's 20 at the time.
Like 23.
Is she 23?
Yeah.
She's like right after.
Because it was 27 years ago. She'd be 15 something now.
So she's 23. All of these things that make this story so compelling come out. She, you know, is definitely like figuring out her sexuality, figuring out who she was in the world.
I think she had it nailed down. I think everyone around her.
Yeah, because it was hard for her to come out at that time.
Yeah.
But she was in love and all these things. And the nuts and bolts of this case is that they go back to the cabin and she goes on the deck.
Yep.
And then dad goes to bed. They've all had drinks.
Yeah.
And they wake up the next day and she's gone.
Yeah.
And there's all this, you know, these thoughts like she would have fallen overboard. But then people saw her on surveillance camera, and I forget the name of the island, but that's the last time anybody thinks they have seen her. Now, when you
But the IP address that keeps coming up is,
it's
I want to say-
the same island.
It's
Barbados.
Yes, yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. There's all these clues. You really do have to watch the documentary because we're going to mess it up. But the part that there's always like one thing that resonates with you that is like, this is why I think Adnan did it. This is why, you know, and the thing for me, this is why I think that she's alive is because there are two people that witnessed her that said, no, I know that it was her.
Yeah.
I am positive it was her. And they are the ones who have continued looking for her.
I know they were so compelled by the case. They became investigators
themselves. They work together to try and solve the case. Like, it's crazy.
It's not like me signing on to figure out a case. It's people that actually have like higher intelligence and they are so good at it. But the one that got me was the woman that said she saw her and then said
in the bathroom,
the alleged Amy said, if I do this, can we see the children? And I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, she got sex trafficked. And then she was forced to have children and they're in Barbados.
Yeah.
So that case, probably not the highest note to end this podcast on.
I do.
It is a true crime wallop.
Let me recommend, because you brought it up, I have one more thing.
Okay.
My husband and I, we never go see movies together. It's all like in the car space. We went and saw Weapons.
I've heard it's great. Who's it?
Bronson. Josh Brolin.
Hot. A older brother from Goonies.
Okay. So Josh Brolin is one of the producers
okay,
in
you
it.
Can't and spoil too much. I'm going to see it.
No. Okay. Then we'll talk about it after you see it. But I will tell you, A plus, solid. I will call it another hit piece on older women who are eccentric and wear a lot of accessories. But still, it's fucking awesome. It's so good. We saw in the theater. We jumped. Go see it in the theater.
Okay. I saw Superman. I would not say jump. Go see it in the theater.
The other
one? It was
one,
the dumbest fucking movie I've seen in a long time.
The other one that you and I have to go see in the theater is Naked Gun, the new one that's coming out. I heard it's fantastic.
I think that has to be seen by, you have to go into the movie theater.
You got
to
go in, laugh with everybody.
One when we felt like we were getting away with murder?
Yes.
Literally, it was like every like sexual, juvenile, oh my God, it was dumb wonderful. Ass joke yeah. was made. And like every time you see it, you'd get one, you'd get it.
Yeah.
And you would laugh even harder.
Yeah, that's
so
what
stupid.
I'm expecting
yeah, okay.
again. Let's go see it.
We have to have birthday martinis and go see Naked Gun.
Yay!
I think we podcasted you guys.
Happy birthday to me!
Happy birthday to Jenny!
Pioneer.